Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Julio Benetti. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Julio Benetti. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Vozmak reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Julio Benetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Clift moves to third. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Benetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Benetti hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benetti fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Benetti. Walker moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. West reaches second base with a double. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Appling scores. Hayes scores. Pete moves to third. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stratton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Stratton reaches second base with a double. Pete scores. Sewell scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Walker reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cliff. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling bunts towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Bonura moves to second. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Julio Benetti. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. West takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clift strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clift out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Carey applying the tag. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.